kept by his power, kept by God. Scripture, 1 Peter 1 verses 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an incorruptible and undefiled inheritance that doesn't fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who by the power of God are guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Some seasons of faith feel less like standing on rock and more like gripping a rope with tired hands. Doubts stack up. Old questions resurface with new force. And a quiet fear starts asking whether your grip is actually strong enough to hold on until the end, whether the whole thing ultimately comes down to how well you personally manage to keep believing. Peter writes to scattered, pressured believers, and he locates the security somewhere else entirely. God, according to his great mercy, caused them to be born again to a living hope. That hope rests in an inheritance reserved in heaven, one that cannot fade or be damaged by anything that happens down here. And then the phrase that answers the fear directly, they are guarded through faith by the power of God. Guarded is a word borrowed from a garrison, a strength station to protect a position, not a wish that it holds. Notice too that it happens through faith, a living, ongoing trust, not a single moment in the past, and not a feat of willpower either. The guarding is God's power at work in that relationship, not your unaided grip holding the line alone. Your wobble tonight is real and worth bringing honestly to God rather than hiding. But it was never meant to be the one thing holding your inheritance in place. That was always a stronger power's job than yours. Declaration. I am guarded by God's power at work in me, not propped up by my own grip alone. Read further. Jude 1 verses 24 to 25.
Philippians 1 verse 6.
John 10 verses 28 to 29. 2 Timothy 1 verse 12.